Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers played 5 road games in the first half of the season, which means they'll be home for 5 of the 8 games in the second half. That's a good thing, because since week 10 of 2009, the Packers are 33-5-1 at home. They'll need that home field advantage against the likes of the Philadelphia Eagles, New England Patriots, and Detroit Lions. But when the weather turns in the north, running the football and stopping the run become key ingredients to success. The Packers must improve both of these phases of their game to get to where they want to go in the second half of the campaign. Offensively, the Packers are averaging just 97.5 rushing yards per game, only 4 yards per rushing attempt. Eddie Lacy has had his moments, especially in the Thursday night win over the Vikings when he rushed for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Packers need more consistent production out of their running game to help balance their offense, because potential bad weather can compromise a passing game. But even more important is the run defense, which is giving up 153.5 yards per game, almost 5 yards per rushing attempt. The smallish Green Bay front has often been handled, especially by power attacks running right at the Packers' inside linebackers. Next to A.J. Hawk, they've rotated Jamari Lattimore, Sam Barrington, and Brad Jones, but have not found a solution. At this relatively late date of the season, one has to wonder, does defensive coordinator Dom Capers have an answer on his roster?
Next up for the Packers, the latest renewal of the NFL's most legendary rivalry in an NFC showdown at Lambeau Field on Sunday. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.